This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The TV version of this program now airs on Free Speech Television, weekdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. When Senator Bernie Sanders officially ended his presidential campaign, the main thing he had to offer his millions of disappointed supporters was the imperative that, quote, "We must continue the political revolution." Just about a month after the Democratic National Convention, which nominated his rival Hillary Clinton, ended, Sanders kicked off a new organization dubbed Our Revolution, intended to focus the work of his supporters into making the ideals of his campaign become a reality. But trouble seems to have dogged the organization right from the start. A number of staff members of the group resigned after Sanders brought his campaign manager, Jeff Weaver, to lead Our Revolution. My guest is Norman Solomon. He's the national coordinator of the Bernie Delegates Network and the co-founder of the online activist group RootsAction.org. Welcome to the program, Norman.
Thanks, Sonali.
Now, On Roots Action is a petition that calls for improving Our Revolution. What do you see are the main problems with this organization? And of course, it should trouble us that so early in the formation of what should be a really important outcome of the Bernie campaign, there are some signs of trouble.
Well, it's a huge challenge in any event to transition from an election campaign to an ongoing organization, let alone a campaign as powerful and as large as the Bernie campaign for president nationwide. And a lot of that challenge, I think, has to do with the fact that a campaign is a different animal from an ongoing movement organization, which, of course, Our Revolution should be. And so a lot of it, I think, has to do with scope and with relationship between a national headquarters and so forth with people around the country. You know, it's a, if you will, slow burn or slower burn to sustain and grow a movement than it is, you know, let's get out the vote in this state or that state during primaries and caucuses. So I think, you know, some of the problems are generic, and then specifically getting out of that campaign mode into building long-term movement activity around the country, I think has been a lot of bumpy road right now for the Sanders campaign. You mentioned Jeff Weaver, who is, I think, a hard-boiled campaign sort of operative and obviously has a lot of talents, but it's not at all evident that he has a really grassroots movement background or even temperament or approach that involves sustaining, nurturing, and working with grassroots groups around the country, which is long run what this is or should be all about.
Right. It's one thing to run a campaign. It's another thing to run a long-term organization, particularly one that we would think would represent the main national constituency that Bernie Sanders attracted. His biggest strength was among millennials. Among millennial Americans, he handily beat any other presidential candidate in the running. Vast majority of those people were likely voters and were millennials, were supporters of Bernie Sanders. When Our Revolution announced its board, millennials were in short shrift. There just weren't that many of them. I think Shailene Woodley, the actress and activist, might have been the only young person on that board. Is that also a problem?
Well, I think it's reflective probably of an orientation problem as well. As you mentioned, stunning numbers for people under 30, 35, in many cases, 80% going for Bernie in the primaries, including people of color, including women, just a whole shift, which, as Bernie has said, it, you know, portends very well for the country moving leftward. Of course, that demographic, if you will, is very plugged in online. And I think it's symbolic and also troubling that it is the digital wing of the Bernie Sanders campaign and now Our Revolution that quit, that said, you know, we don't want to work under Jeff Weaver. We believe that there's not enough comprehension or priority to online work. He's more oriented towards TV and other kinds of traditional spending. And so it's the online connection. It's not an end in itself, but a means to an end that needs to be sustained and built. And that probably is not only in its own right, but a marker for sort of orientations that are in play here. But that said, you know, this is a very complex undertaking to go through this sort of a transition. I should also say that at rootsaction.org, as you mentioned, we've launched a petition which says, let's support our revolution as an organization by making it better. And one of the key ways, and the first item that we mention and emphasize in the petition, is the broadening of the initial Our Revolution focus to include foreign policy. You know, when we watched Bernie's 49-minute speech kicking off Our Revolution in a live-streamed presentation that was seen, we're told, by close to 250,000 people, not a word about war, foreign policy, Pentagon spending, and the like. And that's just a grievous omission that really should not be allowed to stand.
And why do you think that is? I mean, is that because some have sort of speculated that that absence of foreign policy mentions in the launch of that organization was to kind of back off from any overt criticism of Hillary Clinton, who Bernie has basically had to throw his weight behind?
Well, I think that would be a subset of the fact that beginning with the convention in Philadelphia in late July, it's just not the mode that Bernie's in. He's attacking Donald Trump, who certainly deserves and needs to be attacked incessantly. And so there's really no criticism per se coming from Bernie about any facet of Hillary Clinton right now. Now, one hopes that after the election of November 8th, that sort of criticism would resume. It must resume from Bernie. And at rootsaction.org and Bernie Delegates Network, we haven't ceased or stopped at all with the critique of Hillary Clinton, even though we certainly want to defeat Donald Trump. I think we also should note that legally and politically, Bernie has committed himself through the structure of the organization and his statements that he's not running the Our Revolution organization. He's severed himself from it, even though he's put in place basically somebody with a several decades record of loyalty and working closely with him. So if you unpack sort of some of the answers to your, I think, key question, first is that Bernie in the last decades has moved away from foreign policy and war issues. It's not any longer his passion as it was when he was mayor of Burlington several decades ago. And so Bernie doesn't have a sort of, if you will, fire in the belly to challenge the military-industrial complex. He, frankly, is a bit ambivalent about that complex. So that's, you know, one factor. And then if you look at the people who are staffing and for the most part on the board, some great people on the board, but foreign policy, challenging war, the warfare state, not really their forte or emphasis of their own backgrounds or current activities. So this is a huge problem. And I know at rootsaction.org and a lot of other organizations, we're not going to give any political honeymoon to Hillary Clinton at all. She's very militaristic, and we have to fight that all the time.
Now, the other aspect of Our Revolution, this organization that is supposed to represent the ideals of the Sanders campaign, is the issue of funding. The number that became popular and synonymous during the Sanders campaign was $27, the average donation amount that came to him from ordinary people. And so the campaign really prided itself from being mostly reliant on these tiny donations and millions of them. What is Our Revolution's position, as far as you can tell, particularly under Jeff Weaver's leadership, on taking bigger donations?
The legal status of 501c4 does not preclude a total reliance on small donations online. And if Our Revolution chose to, it could concentrate on and even confine itself to small donations that could be done in response to emails and online web activity and so forth. One of the main reasons that many of the key organizing and digital activism people from the Bernie and initial Our Revolution staff gave when they quit was that they saw no commitment from Jeff Weaver, now the president of Our Revolution, to confine the donations to being small, and no commitment from him to preclude money coming from huge wealthy people in big chunks, you know, shorthanded as billionaires. And so that, you know, is a fork in the road. And it should be said that Larry Cohen, the union leader, is the chair of the board of directors of Our Revolution. And he's made some good comments trying to, you know, assuage and reassure people that the billionaire road is closed for Our Revolution in terms of donations. So this is to play out, and it's all the more reason why we have to take seriously the precept that Bernie has embraced, which is that all change comes, all worthwhile change comes from the grassroots. And that's going to include the shaping of Our Revolution as an organization. That's why, you know, at Roots Action, we're not just sitting back and waiting to see how it comes down. You know, as with so many other aspects of politics, in our grassroots organizing, electoral and otherwise, this can't be a world where things happen to us. We need to make events happen.
Now, Norman, one of the things that Bernie Sanders did in the last few months of his campaign very overtly was to support progressive people who were running for Congress. And some of the people that he's backed, particularly in primaries, have won, people like Pramila Jayapal and Zephyr Teachout. Others have not. He backed heavily, in particular, Tim Canova against Debbie Wasserman Schultz in that primary. Wasserman Schultz, of course, former head of the DNC, found through the email leaks to have very, you know, clearly skewed the Democratic Party away from supporting Sanders and towards supporting her good friend Hillary Clinton. How do you overall assess that approach that Sanders took to expand the influence of his campaign beyond his own presidential bid?
Bernie really broke a terrible taboo, which almost all Democrats in Congress adhere to, which is you don't support primary challenges against fellow Democrats in Congress. And looking ahead to 2018, I think it's essential that progressives do challenges to the reelection of incumbents in Congress who often call themselves Democrats, often call themselves progressives. And yet their activities and their voting records belie that. So I think Bernie has set a good example in saying, oh, we're not going to respect that taboo. We're going to break it. And the sort of the marquee example was Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Florida. It's true that Bernie helped raise into the millions of dollars for Tim Canova to challenge her in the primary. It's also true that he backed off in the last days and weeks, did not campaign for Canova and sort of went silent about him, including in his speech to kick off Our Revolution. And my hunch is that he saw the polls were not good for Canova and didn't want to sort of throw down the gauntlet as a test case at the latest dates, only to see Debbie Wasserman Schultz triumph. That said, I really lacked total enthusiasm for Tim Canova. He actually, in debates and publicly, ran to the right of Debbie Wasserman Schultz
right.
on issues having to do with Palestinian rights and Iran. So he's not quite a hero in that way, to put it mildly. But, you know, more generically, and to your, I think more to the basics of your question, is that Bernie has been willing to challenge the Democratic Party establishment, but there also is a tremendous pull for him to pipe down and more get in line. And again, it goes to this point. And I said that as coordinator of the Bernie Delegates Network at the national convention, that as beloved as Bernie is, he doesn't run the show. And we can't put him up on a pedestal. His ideas, his input, if you will, for our organizations and our movement can't carry the day. It must be considered on its merits like we would from anybody else.
So, Norman, finally, how do you assess where the movement that was generated by Sanders' campaign is heading? I know it's early days. In addition to Our Revolution, there have been other groupings that have sort of emerged naturally and organically out of the campaign because, of course, the campaign itself employed many people. One of them was Brand New Congress, which we'd covered on our program recently, and they have a plan on basically for the next elections, putting choosing and electing a much more progressive Congress. Despite its early days, are you hopeful about this political revolution actually continuing?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's going to take a lot of work. Electoral campaigning is a vital part, not to say the only part by any means, but a vital part of building movements and taking power for progressive values and humanistic values. And whether it's city council, county commission, state legislature, or members of Congress, movements need to be willing to and able to engage in an effective way with election campaigns. National groups, whether Brand New Congress or Our Revolution, I think there are real possibilities to help raise money and network among progressive candidates, but they're all really limits. I mean, the cliche has some truth in it. All politics is local. If not all, then at least a lot of it. There's no substitute for people doing the long term, not an impulse item like a candy bar in the checkout line, but long term multi-year planning to run and win races locally. And one thing that I think we need to guard against is the assumption that, as welcome as it is, the support from a group like Brand New Congress or Our Revolution will gallop in on some kind of white horse or black horse and say, okay, we're going to solve this. We're going to win it. The wins are not going to come from national groups. The wins are going to come from local organizing. And that's what we got to do.
Norman, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to your Roots Action petition from our website. Best of luck to you.
Hey, thank you, Sonali.
Norman Solomon is the national coordinator of the Bernie Delegates Network and the co-founder of the online activist group RootsAction.org. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.